Hello.
Hi. My name is George. I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Great. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask, what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county election office?
Say that again.
Excuse me?
I'm a Republican.
Okay. Thank you, sir. With the following, I would like to ask you, House Bill 49 currently being considered by the Florida legislature proposed to change child labor law by allowing employees to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
Oppose.
And the Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their name?
Yes.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Support it.
Okay. The other one says, some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using a physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their name, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their name?
I would support that.
Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
Would you repeat that question again, please?
Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
About right.
Okay. And in terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spends tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner or spends tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner?
Well, that covers a lot of area, and unless you had I'm 78 years old, so I watch the news and I'm pretty well informed about what's going on, but there's a lot of ways that local governments spend money, and unless you're very knowledgeable, you know, you go drive down the road and there's 12 guys working on the side of the road, there's 3 guys working and the rest of them are watching. Sometimes that's very wasteful, but, you know, when you drive down I-4 and you look at the hundreds of millions of dollars are spent there, and it's amazing the technology and the ability to use that money for the good of all. So, I'm not really sure about an answer for that.
Okay. Moving forward, a shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Do you support it or oppose it?
I would say I support it, but it's, you know, it's, with a little bit of knowledge, it's hard, really. So you just have to go with your gut instinct.
And thank you for your patience. The other part says, the cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video service to help lower cost and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animal at home, including at night and on weekends. When most clinics are closed, telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Yes.
Do you support?
Okay. Yes.
Thank you again for your patience. Now, veterinary PAs are like a physician assistant trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associated profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Do you support or oppose?
Yeah, I support that, and that is a good idea. I mean, a veterinarian in a small office is probably only one person, one doctor, one veterinarian, and there's so many animals that are needing care, and there's only so much of his time to go around. So a lot of the conditions that an animal has, that an owner brings an animal for, are relatively routine things, and they don't need a PhD to diagnose. So, yes, I think that the newbies or the younger personnel with you know, a lesser knowledge, there, I think they would be proved to be good in that way, because the doctor's only got so much time to go around, and a guy with lesser knowledge is going to, probably over a period of time, he's going to have enough knowledge to do things that he can recognize and recommend treatment. And if not, then he can pass it on to the doctor for a more professional look at it.
Well, thank you for letting me know that, sir. And do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis? Should or should not?
Would you repeat that question again, please?
Sure. Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the print and online newspaper on a regular basis?
No, I don't support that. There's too much knowledge about the general public now.
Oh, well, let me ask you, how likely do you think you would be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. And a recent study found that Florida vacation rentals industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Very important.
Very important. Very important, yes.
And do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
Yes, I would support that.
And do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
Yes, I think that would be a good idea. I support that.
And do you feel regulations regarding a vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
I don't think that a standard overall regulations or conditions would apply because the vast size of the state and different kinds of homes and locations, I don't think that a one shoe would fit everything.
Okay. And let me ask you, do you know how to swim?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I've never known myself not being able to swim.
Okay. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Yes, definitely.
And generally speaking, do you think that Florida public schools are on the right track, or do you think they are on the wrong track?
They are definitely on the wrong track. Definitely.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences.
No.
So do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
I disagree that they should have the right to strike. There are other means of getting your point across without shutting down a system that is so important.
So from the options I have, what do you want me to mark down for you? I have strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
And thank you again for your patience. Next, I will read you two statements about Florida school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which comes closest to your view, opinion. Here's the first one. Public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. Or public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates border concepts such as identity and society into learning. Which one do you agree with the most, the first one or the second statement?
The first one.
If you like, I can read. Excuse me, sir?
Yes, please repeat it. Thank you.
Okay, let me read them for you one more time. The first one says, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. The other one says, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates border concepts such as identity and society into learning.
Well, I would say the second one, but there needs to be more checks and balances and approved by the voter.
Okay.
Because you open the door a little bit, and the next thing you know, it's wide open, and they're teaching all this woke stuff, and they are indoctrinating our kids rather than educating our kids. So we have to be very careful what we allow.
Well, thank you for letting me know that. In your community, Have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you? Yes or no?
Not to me personally, because I've been in this house 30 years. So, but I imagine that for the average person, I saw the other day where the average needed income for a house is $187,000. And I almost fell over. So it's probably difficult for the average person. But myself, I've owned this house for 30 years.
Well, let me ask you, has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to apologize in finding affordable housing in Florida?
Yes.
Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
Yes.
Do you feel that local government in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
Yes.
And do you believe Florida, a local government, should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning permit and density adjustment or reform to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
Restrictions and make things easier to proceed. We've got way too many restrictions, and it goes from one desk to another desk, and it just lengthens it and makes the process more expensive. So it needs to be streamlined and less restrictive.
So from the options I have, should or should not?
Read the question again, please.
Sure. Do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning permit and density adjustment or reform to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
I agree with that.
Okay. And an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers. How would that affect your vote? Would it more likely make you vote for them or less likely make you vote for them?
It would make me more likely, yes.
To vote? Or
yes.
Less likely to vote? Okay.
And more
finally,
likely.
And thank you. Okay, thank you. And finally, and thank you again for your patience, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose income are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burden placed on eligibility enrollment or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It would also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were to vote today, would you vote yes or no for this amendment?
Oh, that's a tough one. You gotta search your heart for that one.
Take your time.
I would say no, because, you know, we give billions and billions of dollars away, and there's so much fraud and so much waste. You know, we've got enough programs to take care of the people in need, and there's too much fraud in the system. So I would say no.
Okay. And we are starting to wrap this up. Thank you again for your patience. Currently, Medicaid eligibility for Florida is restricted to adults in households with minor children that make no more than 26% of the federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Medicaid is unavailable to adults who do not have more children. The proposed expansion of Medicaid would increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family of three and provide access to benefits to adults making less than $2,421 after hearing this. Would you vote yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what is your age? Are you between 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, or 65 or older?
I am 65 or older, sir.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white, Caucasian, black, or African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White, Caucasian.
And do you consider yourself Cuban-American?
No.
Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
No.
My last question, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Yeah, this day and age, there is so much, excuse my language, there's so much crap going on with our education system and the different agencies trying to mystify and allow changes and what have you. You know, you're either a man or a woman, and I understand that there are minute, and I say minute cases, where there is a medical problem that has to be corrected. But, you know, you're either a man or a woman, you're born a man or a woman, and, you know, they're encouraging these changes in children, and so many of these kids are too immature, unadvised, have emotional problems, and they shouldn't be allowed to make these decisions without professional and knowledge from their parents and what have you, only in remote situations. But so many of them have these things, which are irreversible, and then the body doesn't function the way that it's supposed to, and the kids wind up committing suicide. So there's too much messing around with gender.
Oh, thank you, sir. I am sorry about that, but I'm not supposed to assume gender anymore. So from the options I have here, and I know, but what do you want me to mark down for you, male, female, or something else?
Myself?
Yes, sir.
I'm a male.
What do you want to... Thank you,
red-blooded, hard-ass man.
Thank you, sir. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your patience. You enjoy your evening. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you a little something. I ignore probably 9 out of 10 or more calls that I don't recognize, that are suspicious. But when this call come through, it's just something just said, answer that call. So I'm glad I did, and I hope you got some good information from me.
Yes, sir, and we thank you very much. And remember, this is just a study we're conducting. It's not a sales call. Thank you so much.
Well, it all starts with study. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.